A. Van Jordan has put together a collection of poems about physics. Titled Quantum Lyrics, it touches on the lives and ideas of famous physicists like Einstein and Richard Feynman. And it has another quirky element. Many of the poems mix physics with comic book heroes like the Green Lantern and the Atom. Steve Paulson asked Van Jordan to read one of his poems told from the point of view of another superhero, The Flash.
The Flash reverses time. When I'm running across the city on the crowded streets to home, when, in a blur, the grass turns brown beneath my feet, the asphalt steams under every step, and the maple leaves sway on the branches in my wake, and people look in that bewildered way, in my direction, I imagine walking slowly into my past among them at a pace at which we can look one another in the eye and begin to make changes in the future from our memories of the past. The bottom of a bottomless well, you may think, but why not dream a little? Our past doesn't contradict our future. They're swatches of the same fabric stretching across our minds, one image sewn into another, like the relationship between a foot and a boot, covariant in space and time. One moves along with the other, like an actor in a shadow play, like a streak of scarlet light across the skyline of your city, sweeping the debris, which is simply confetti, candy wrappers, a can of soda, all the experience of a day discarded and now picked up, even down to the youthful screams of play that put smiles on the faces of the adults, who hear remnants of their own voices through a doorway leading back to a sunrise they faintly remember.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, you're playing with time travel here, and you're also using a superhero to illustrate the idea. How did you come up with the idea to combine the two?
Well, the book itself came about through an exploration of time and space, thinking mostly about the movement of time and space in poems themselves. And I thought, okay, maybe I should look at the physicists and see how they deal with this issue of temporal-spatial movement.
Now, I have to say, it's very unusual for a poet to write about physics, and you've written an entire book on the subject. Why do you find physics so interesting?
Well, I find that nowadays people are often looking for some either spiritual guidance or some other explanation for the phenomenon happening around them. And it seems that physics has become another avenue to explain that. And I've been fascinated by how many people have been curious about the workings of superstring theory and black holes and all these other things have become repopularized in popular culture. And that has allowed, I think, for material for poetry.
Do you see any similarities between what poets do and what physicists do?
Well, the thing that I found fascinating was that physicists often talk in metaphor. And in many ways, they talk in metaphor more than poets do. Einstein, for instance, he would talk about relativity, and he would say that trying to explain to the French press what this thing was and trying to explain, he said, you know, if you have a pretty girl on your lap for an hour, it feels like a minute. If you're sitting on a hot plate for a minute, it feels like an hour. And he said, that's relativity. You know, so, I mean, it's something that's as simple as that, but it brings it down to a level of understanding that is perfect clarity.
Hmm. Now, do you have a science background yourself?
I do not. And so I avoided all the math as I started to deal with this. I spent a year listening to the Feynman lectures, driving around in my car.
Richard Feynman, the great Nobel Prize-winning physicist.
Exactly. I remember listening to his lecture on symmetry, and this is probably, I mean, literally the 10th time I listened to this lecture, and finally it clicked, and I thought, oh, wow, I'm finally starting to understand science and physics, and it was the first time I had that kind of experience with science. I never felt I had any facility in it before.
So you've written a couple of prose poems about Feynman in Feynman's voice. Were you trying to write these in a way that you were inhabiting his head, inhabiting his mind?
Yeah, well, he was a real interesting guy. He was from Far Rockaway, New York, but he had a strong Brooklyn accent. I mean, this guy was a bongo player. He was a safecracker, just a real sort of alternative spirit. And in trying to find the structure or the form that would fit that voice, I thought, why not a lecture as a prose poem? Hmm.
Could you read your Feynman poem, Intro to Symmetry?
Sure. Love begins in the streets with vibration and ends behind closed doors in jealousy. Creation and destruction. What do we pray for but the equation that helps us make sense of what happens in our daily lives? What do we believe in, if not that which tells us we're alive? Sex, laughter, sweat, and equations elegant enough to figure on our fingers. Math is spirit, and spirit is faith in numbers. Both take us to the edge, but no further than we can imagine. You don't believe in math? Try to figure the velocity of Earth's orbit around the sun to land a man on the moon without it. You don't believe in God? Try to use math to calculate what the eye does every second of any given moment. If Big Blue tried to work that differential equation in our lifetime, it couldn't. Mysteries inside mysteries in our own bodies of which we can't make sense. Another world waiting for a religion or calculus to explain. Look into any mirror. It's like sitting in a theater watching a silent movie, but you're the one pantomiming your story. You think you have this world figured out, but you can't tell which hand you're using and using and using, and why do we try? You cannot solve for the use of one side of the body over the other, so there is no single voice that emits from it. You cannot solve for the harmonics of a dual body facing each other, both inquisitive. You cannot solve for the marriage of opposites, their fit, their match, their endlessness. You cannot solve for the morning stretch that calls to both sides, first this one, then that one, aligning the day. You cannot solve for the base of one hand and the treble of the other, both keeping rhythm hostage under the skin of the bongo. You cannot solve for the balance of a locked door and a safecracker's ear against it, and the move X number of clicks to the left and Y number of clicks back past to the right and back past till the latch clicks open in your mind.
A. Van Jordan's book of poems is called Quantum Lyrics. He talked with Steve Paulson.